gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 30th, 2017. Welcome to Day 284. It's Indictment Day, and Robert Mueller has charged Paul Manafort and his associate Rick Gates with a conspiracy to launder more than $18 million. The New York Times, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal say the 12-count indictment accuses Manafort and Gates of making false statements to the Justice Department and other charges stemming from probes into possible Russian influence in the U.S. political affairs. The indictment of Manafort, Trump's former campaign chairman, and Gates focused on their work advising a pro-Russian party in Ukraine between 2006 and 2015, laundering money through 2016, and continuing the conspiracy against the U.S. in 2017. The charges, the first filed by Mueller, make no mention of Trump or Russian election meddling. The New York Times, Bloomberg, NBC News, and Politico are reporting that Trump's former policy advisor pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about an April 2016 conversation with a professor with close ties to the Russian government. The professor said Moscow had dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails. George Papadopoulos repeatedly tried to arrange a meeting between the Trump campaign and Russian government officials. Papadopoulos was arrested in July 2017 and pleaded guilty on October 5th. The single felony count against Papadopoulos directly relates to 2016 presidential campaign activity. Meanwhile, Trump was tweeting loud noises in response to the indictment news. NBC News, The Hill, and Vox say starting Sunday, Trump, in a tweet storm, challenged Republicans to, quote, do something, in all caps, about Obamacare, Hillary Clinton, Democrats, the Fusion GPS dossier, tax cuts, and the Mueller investigation. He continued on Monday following the indictments, quote, sorry, but this is years ago, before Paul Manafort was part of the Trump campaign. But why aren't crooked Hillary and the Dems the focus? With five question marks. Trump continued, ... Also, there is no collusion, in all caps.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
The White House added that today has zero to do with the Trump campaign. Politico says Tony Podesta will step down from his lobbying firm after coming under investigation by Robert Mueller. Podesta, the brother of John Podesta, and the Podesta Group had worked on a campaign with Paul Manafort to promote Ukraine's image in the West. Podesta's decision to leave the firm came on the same day that Manafort and Rick Gates were indicted on multiple charges. NPR and the Washington Post say Puerto Rico has canceled its contract with Whitefish Energy. The $300 million contract awarded to a two-person Montana utility company linked to the Trump administration to repair Puerto Rico's electrical infrastructure has drawn criticism. FEMA said it has, quote, significant concerns about the contract. The Daily Beast says more than 50% of Trump's nominees are tied to the industries they're supposed to regulate. Of the 341 nominations Trump has made to Senate-confirmed administration positions, more than half, 179, have some notable conflict of interest. 105 nominees worked in the industries that they were being tasked with regulating. 63 lobbied for, were lawyers for, or otherwise represented industry members that they were being tasked with regulating. And 11 received payments or campaign donations from members of the industries that they were being tasked with regulating. And a federal judge has blocked the enforcement of Trump's ban on transgendered troops in the military. The Washington Post, USA Today, and HuffPost are reporting that U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Cottley says Trump's reasons for the ban, quote, do not appear to be supported by any facts, end quote. The judge added that current and aspiring transgender service members, quote, fear that the directives of the presidential memorandum will have devastating impacts on their careers and their families, end quote. And now to the polls. NBC News says 38% of voters approve of Trump's job performance, down 5 points since September, while 58% of voters disapprove. And a new Gallup poll shows 33% of voters approve of Trump's job performance, while 60% disapprove. Now, because today is a little crazier than usual, the update will be revised hourly to reflect the evolving news, so keep checking back on the site. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. Just want to say thank you to everyone who has already left reviews or ratings on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts. That really helps us out, probably a lot more than you might think. So if you have a minute and you like the podcast, you want us to be able to keep doing it, do me a favor, go on iTunes, go on your little app, go wherever you're listening, and leave us a little review. If you don't like it, please don't do that. But if you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're still listening to this, but go ahead and leave a review anyway. Thanks. See you tomorrow.